Standing Freedom.
I'm Gigi Urnetta, welcoming you to Standing Freedom. I want to say thank you to my sponsor, Kimber Eastwood. Check out her condos, Cedar Springs Condos in Idaho on Airbnb. If you're looking for a relaxing, fun vacation, the hot springs are awesome. Check it out, Cedar Springs Condos in Idaho on Airbnb. Thank you, Kimber, for being my first sponsor for Standing Freedom. If you'd like to join the sponsorship of Standing Freedom, just reach out to me on standing.freedom@gmail.com. That's standing.freedom@gmail.com. My first guest on Standing Freedom is Tommy Goodwin. He's here for the What's Good Hollywood segment. You might know him from the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association. He has a career that spans over 25 years. He's a bareback champion. He's also a bull rider and team roper who has made the transition into stunts. He's going to talk a little bit about that change, what his career is like now, and his faith. And then I have Kevin Swink joining me. He's the musician who created the song Thank You. You might have heard it last month on Standing Freedom. It's a tribute to our men and women in uniform. He's going to talk a little bit about the inspiration behind the song and also how you can get the song. So let's get started. Tommy, start by telling our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you began in stunts, all the way from the beginning if you can.
Grew up in some parts of East Texas and Arkansas, raced motocross, and went from racing motorcycles to the sport of rodeo for 20 plus years with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association, which led me from that into the stunt world of Hollywood.
But you said you started in motocross?
Motocross.
How did that happen?
My uncle, my dad's brother got me riding motorcycles at an early age of 5 years old, and
Five? Is that even safe?
I got a motorcycle before I got a bicycle, so I mean...
Nice. Okay.
And just went into racing bikes before, at a very early age. And then once I got out of it at 17 years old, I'm second generation cowboy on my father's side. So it skipped a whole generation and I went into the sport of rodeo at that point in time. And
were you raced around horses or...
We had horses around all the time. When he was rodeoing, it was with guys like Jim Shoulder, Larry Mahan, the older generation cowboys that, have now, some of them are retired, some have passed on. So I was around a lot of those guys. And my grandmother didn't want me to rodeo, neither did my parents. They were totally against it. But, I made a successful career out of it that, brought me into Hollywood.
When you went from motocross into rodeo, what was it that said, hey, I want to do that? What was that thing inside that kind of led you that way? Or was it that someone hired you on something and you just decided you wanted to be in rodeo?
It was, I think, the freedom, the lifestyle, the independence of being a cowboy, conquering a 1,200-pound animal, competing, because I'm very competitive. That's what really drew me to the sport of rodeo, besides my grandfather doing it. It was a very difficult life. I made up my mind I couldn't make a living at it. First 3 years I was out, and God was on my side for that after, several broken bones later.
What were you doing exactly that caused you broken bones?
I rode bareback horses, which was the most physical demanding part of rodeo. It's basically, they've done studies on it where it's like playing football with no timeout in 8 seconds. You use every muscle in your body. And it's, it's brutal. I stayed in it from 89 to 2007. It was a long, long haul, besides riding bulls for, a short period of time, which that led me into doing stunt work for McConaughey on Dallas Buyers Club when we shot it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want to jump back to that, but I don't want to skate over your amazing rodeo career. So what kind of competition did you do? What did you excel in? Were you...
I traveled all over the world and 5 times to Australia and got to compete in Australia. And I went to every major big rodeo in the world, Calgary Stampede, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Houston, San Antonio, here in Austin, Fort Worth, Texas, Denver, Colorado. All the major rodeos we had, you know, I had at one time in my life competed at, you know, or placed at, or won.
And you said now that led to Matthew McConaughey.
That led me to Matthew McConaughey when they, 2012, when we filmed Dallas Buyers Club. It was a true story about a guy in Dallas, Texas, that he worked in the oil field, that dabbled in the sport of rodeo, and he liked the sport of rodeo, and then he eventually got the AIDS virus and went on to live another 7 years of his life. They gave him 30 days to live.
Those are doctors for you.
And he somehow went down to Mexico, got this drug, lived another 7 years of his life. It's an amazing movie. It's all about mind over matter deal, which I've lived that my whole life. If you can think it, you can do it.
Go a little further with that. Give me an example.
Well, I mean, there's been some rodeo accidents I've been in where I've had my neck broke twice, or, you know, when it's kind of one of those deals, doctors will tell you, you know, well, if you do this, you might not never walk again. But if you have faith in God, you can overcome pretty much any accident.
Is there one specific one that you found very challenging?
They were all challenging, but, you know, it's what got me over them was, you know, the doctors, well, you can't ride anymore because if you do, you break this bone here or you break your neck again, you can be paralyzed, you know, and I just kind of like blocked that out of my mind, went back to competing. Between God and Lady Luck was always on my side. So I got through it and went back to rodeo. And 07, I broke my back really bad where I was semi-paralyzed from the waist down because I crushed my L2 one year, or 07. And then that same year, I went back to rodeo to compete at Cheyenne, Wyoming, is where I retired from the sport of rodeo. That led me full-time into the motion picture business, doubling Peter Fonda on a show back in Des Moines, Iowa. And then that took me on to bigger projects like, you know, Cowboys and Aliens and The Lone Ranger and several big projects that were going on. So I went straight to the top of the motion picture business. It's been a great run. 12 years of it's been good.
So tell me about the transition when you did your first film right out of your rodeoing. What was that like for you?
I was living at the time in Bandera, Texas, and I'd retired from rodeo, and I didn't know what I was going to do. At that point in time, that chapter of my life of the sport of rodeo was closed. It was over, and I was at a little rodeo around Kerrville, Texas, visiting some friends, and an old bareback rider that went to the national finals in 79 by the name of Raleigh Wilson was there, and he was in the business, and he was talking to me and visiting with me, and he said, hey, I didn't know he was in the motion picture business at the time, and he said, I got a job back in Des Moines, Iowa, and he called me up. He said, it's Dublin Peter Fonda, and it's just like, that's how the door opened for him. I mean, like, God just said, well, here's what you're going to do now.
Nice.
Now, he shut that door, and he opened that one, and I'm kind of a firm believer is when one door closes, God gives you this opportunity, and he'll open that door, and it's whether you walk through it to make anything happen with it. And if you don't, then that's really your loss at that point in time of your life. And that door opened for me, and I did that little show there. That same year, I went on to do Cowboys and Aliens in Dublin, and I knew nothing about stunt work. I mean, basically, I'd been in it all my life, but wasn't really getting paid for it. It was a big production. I think at that time it was $150 to $180 million production. Daniel Craig, Harrison Ford. They hired me at first as an extra, and then once they, you know, realized I could ride a horse, then it went into, you know, we did a lot of explosions and gunshots and horse falls and ratchets. It was a fun show to work on, you know, first big budget show. And that was my first big budget show. And then I did a little low budget there in Albuquerque because we filmed that in Santa Fe. And at that time, I was going through a difficult time in my life and was going through a divorce and got through that, moved to New Mexico to pursue it. Guy said, hey, you need to go to L.A. And I went from there to L.A. to come back to work on several different projects after that, The Lone Ranger, Dallas Buyers Club, The Homesman with Tommy Lee Jones and Hilary Swank, and on and on and on. And
what's your favorite part about stunt work, if you had one thing?
It's still that adrenaline rush that I got from racing motorcycles or rodeoing. It's that thrill seeking. You don't know what that day is going to be like, but you know whatever it's going to be, it's going to be good. I've been blessed in so many ways in my life, like people I've been around and guys I've worked with. You know, it's the business can be, you know, one day you're on top and the next day you're on the bottom, but you're always trying to get back to the top, and you meet a lot of interesting people, and some will help you, some won't. The stunt business has always really been surrounded by circus hand and rodeo hands, and back in the John Wayne days and stuff like that, there was a rodeo cowboy, Yakima Canutt, that was pretty much the father, founder of the stunts that we do now on horses and stuff. He did a horse drag on a wagon drag on a John Wayne show way back. And so he kind of was the father of figure that made these stunts happen back then. And, you know, he was very successful in the sport of rodeo. And same thing, he went crossed over into the movie business. Even Casey Tibbs, famous bronc rider and world champion, did the same thing. He crossed over into the motion picture business once they got out. And it's, you know, it's
how's it different from when he was doing it to now, as far as like, is there, would you say there's a difference because of technology, or you're still kind of hitting the ground the same way? What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, the technology's probably the same deal, but back then I'm sure they didn't have the type of pads and protection we had. So a lot of those guys got crippled up or hurt really bad, or, you know, crippled horses and stuff like that, because they didn't have what we have today to do the stunts. And we still get hurt or banged up or bruised up, but, you know, it's the nature of the business. That's what we get paid for, is to save that actor from getting hurt or whatever. So that when you're doubling those guys, that's what we're there for.
Did you ever hang from a building?
I've been ratcheted. You know, where I've went 30 feet in the air, ratcheted, you know, swipe camera on a show called The Originals with Dave Morzo, and driving stunts, motorcycle stuff, a lot of horse stuff. I've been set on fire several times. I just recently did a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial where they remade an old commercial from the 50s, and we're sitting around the firehouse, and, you know, we're talking, the Colonel Sandra comes in, you know, I catch on fire, the alarm goes off, and one guy says, "Hey, do you hear that?" And, you know, everybody's looking around, I'm on fire, and then we start laughing. I think some people are scared of fire, but it's never, nothing I've done has really bothered me, you know, because in my mind, I've already played it out, so I know what I can control at that point in time. Whatever happens will happen.
You're a brave man.
Well, there's nothing much to be scared of. There's two things that are guaranteed in life, death and taxes.
Is there any words of encouragement you give to anyone who might have sustained quite a bit of injury like you have?
Each person's different. I've just been able to push through my injuries and, you know, not let them affect me. And at my age, I feel that I'm pretty healthy and I don't weaken to anything. I just continue to move on. I mean, I've had broken legs and neck, back, shoulders. And
how many bones?
I've at least broke every bone in my body twice. No, so I've been pretty good to succeed at that. I feel if you're rodeoing or racing motorcycle, any thrill seeking deal, if you're not putting it out there, you're not doing it.
Right.
It's, you're just halfway doing it. So when any of these guys that I work with, coordinators, ask me to hit the ground or do this or do that, I'm not going to halfway do it. I'm going to do it. I know there's no half to it. It's 110 all the way. And granted, it's going to probably hurt or leave a mark, but the next day's a new day.
If people wanted to reach out to you or find you on the internet, do you have a website, social media? How can they reach you?
They could reach me through, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram.
What's your Instagram handle?
It's Tommy_Goodwin67. And it's just on Facebook, Tommy Goodwin.
And of course, they can always go to the IMDb if they're.
Yeah. They can go there and find me. They can find me on iStunts or Stunt Phone, those websites. But these days I'm about on every website there is because, you know, they've put me out there over the years now with it.
Do you have any films coming out this year that are going to be in the theaters in 2018 where people can go watch?
Yeah, I just did a show about the, and it's already out and it's been in theaters, but I did a show with called The Brave about the Prescott firemen that burned up in Prescott, Arizona. I was in it, and we've got one coming out right after Christmas with Christian Bale called Hostiles. And then, you know, several different TV shows I've been on all year long, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Orville, and different stuff like that. I stay busy year-round, or try to.
Well, hopefully I'll grab you again, and we can do another interview somewhere down the road.
That would be great.
All right. Well, thank you for being on Standing Freedom, Tommy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kevin, thank you so much for being on Standing Freedom.
Thanks for having me.
Kevin, it has been such a blessing to have your song, Thank You, on my show. What inspired you to get into music?
I'd say early on as a little kid, some of my first introductions to music was Elvis Presley. I recall when my mom would clean the house, you know, she'd play some Elvis records and stuff like that. And also, Christian rock had an early influence on me. Artists like Keith Green and Petra, Second Chapter of Acts, Mylon LeFevre, groups like that. And then I'd say around 1981 was a big change when MTV came out. Groups like Styx and REO Speedwagon and Heart, they really appealed to me at that age. And from then on, I knew right then music was going to be a big part of my life. That was something that I wanted to do.
So at what point did you come into country music?
Well, I came into country music probably around the early 90s. It was kind of a weird musical journey, I'd say, from the time of MTV. The hair bands started coming out. Heavy metal was very prevalent on MTV, and I really got into that. And I'd sit in my room and play my guitar for hours listening to the radio, and sooner or later I taught myself how to play by ear. And I can't really explain how I did that, but it just happened. And I know there's a whole lot of other people out there that can do it, but just something that I found very unique, and still I can do it today. But I'd say probably around like 1991, 92, I heard a Christmas CD playing in the house, and I wondered who it was, and I found out that it was Vince Gill. And the guitar playing on it blew me away, and I started listening to it more closely. And I realized that Vince Gill was playing all the guitar parts and was singing and stuff like that. So it really intrigued me because it was melodic music, and I was always into melodic music with like heavy metal and the hair bands. When grunge came out, I didn't get so much into grunge, so I was kind of frustrated musically for about probably a 3-year span or so. But then when I found country music, it was like light switch went off, and I really got into that and all those artists of the 90s and the early 2000s. Nothing like that country music.
That's a big change to go from hair band, you know, 1990s rock music to country. What was it about the music that got you?
I love the songwriting, for one thing. I love the storytelling and the songwriting. I also just love the clean Americana feel of it. It just had such a good, happy tone. I know a lot of jokes go on about country music, about drinking and losing your dog and truck and your train and all this other stuff, but to me, it just was more personal. It was more about life in general. And at that point in my life, it just really connected with me. And I've grown to love country music, and, you know, I even follow it today. And actually, I play in a country band. I play bass in a country band right now called Renegade Thunder. And that's a lot of fun. We get to go out different places and play and entertain people.
It's called Renegade Thunder, and there's a website, right?
Yes, renegadethunder.com. And I actually built that website.
Renegadethunder.com. Check it out.
If you do go to renegadethunder.com, make sure you go to it from a computer because it's got some flash and some pretty cool effects.
So you have access to website building. How can our listeners, if they're interested in getting their own website, how can they reach out to you about that?
They can go to my website called Local Search Web Solutions. I'm personally working for a company called Easy Local, and that's my website for that company. And we are a small management solutions company for small businesses. So what we do is we help them get a lot of exposure online through social media, through local search, through reputation management, and we also build fantastic looking websites. So they can get in touch with me there. And also, I'm on Facebook. If you just find me on Facebook at Kevin Swink, you can message me there as well. Yeah, I'm easy to get a hold of.
I want to go back to your country song, Thank You. It's so patriotic and moving. What inspired you to create that song?
Well, one day I was sitting in my home studio and I was sitting at my keyboard and just got to thinking about the way the country was at the time. It was a couple short years after 9/11 had happened. And right after 9/11, if you recall, everybody was united and everybody was supportive of our military and everything that was going on in the country. And then it was a few short years later that things started changing and just started thinking how the country was divided and what would those soldiers think if they knew that they were fighting for an undivided country and people that were thinking of them the way they were. So the words thank you just kept rolling in my mind, and I just was sitting there at the piano and I was just messing around and melody was coming to me and some lyrics came to me, and I really can't explain the process, but probably about 20 minutes and that entire song was written. So I know it was inspired.
You've had the opportunity to perform this song in the public arena several times. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a couple times. I've got to sing at a couple veteran events and political fundraisers. I've got to sing at a veteran event in 2008 in Hunterstown. It's a little suburb outside of Gettysburg, and they had their flag-raising ceremony. And I actually got to sing the Star Spangled Banner along with Thank You. And what was neat was after performing, I was able to actually shake their hands, all the veterans' hands, and give them one of my CDs. It was a neat day. It really was. And I was honored to be there. What's also cool is about not only me performing it, but I've had other people contact me online. I've known the song has been used for church services, for school assemblies, stuff like that. One kid actually called me and wanted to know if he could sing the song at his school talent show. So it kind of blows me away that it has gotten that much interest.
If our listeners want to grab the song Thank You on the internet, how can they download it? Where do they go?
I've got a website called songsforthebrave.com. It's a real user-friendly website. You've got a download page. You can just click on that download page and download all three songs for free. And I say three songs because there's two other ones that I had written around that same time that are really close to me as well. One's called They Call Me Daddy, and one is called Do It For God.
So that's songsforthebrave.com. And you were talking about Do It For God. I listened to that song, and it's so inspirational and so truthful. Tell me a little bit about your faith.
Well, my faith starts from early on. I was born pretty much, I think, in the church. I'd say I've been there ever since I've been a little kid. I've grown up. God is first and foremost in my life. Everything I do, He is the center of. And without Him, I'd be nothing and really could do nothing. I don't want to sound all preachy and everything, but to me, that's just the way I've been raised, and that is a very strong point in my life.
You're multi-talented and part of a praise and worship band, too, as I understand.
Yeah, we play in a really good contemporary praise and worship band. A lot of people that come to our church for the first time, they're amazed at our sound, even though we're more of a smaller church. And I play guitar mainly in the band, but I occasionally will switch to bass and I'll play the drums if needed. And I've actually played the keyboards when needed as well. So I'm kind of like the utility guy, I think, in the praise and worship band. And every once in a while, I'll actually lead. Usually I'm a backup singer, but occasionally I will lead as well.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Can we be expecting any new Kevin Swink songs?
I'll say very hopefully in the near future, there would be.
How about if you do have any new songs coming out that you'd like to get playtime on, we'll play it first on Standing Freedom. How does that sound?
Absolutely. Anytime. You've been a big support of my music already, so I really appreciate all that you do.
We're going to play your song, Thank You, here in a few minutes, but now I'd like to take the opportunity to say thank you to you, Kevin Swink, for this amazing song. And thanks for being on Standing Freedom.
Thank you, Gigi, for having me. It's been a joy, and anytime, just let me know.
Tune in to 96.3 KGID FM for more information on our next broadcast of Standing Freedom. Again, I want to say thank you to my sponsor, Kimber Eastwood. Check out her condos in Cedar Springs, Idaho on Airbnb.com. And I want to thank KGID 96.3 FM for airing Standing Freedom. As we come to a new year, I was led to 2 Corinthians 5-17. Now, this is the NIV version. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, and the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And if you're looking for a church home, remember to check out the Giddings First United Methodist Church. And if you're in the Los Angeles area, check out atthewell.org. That's atthewell.org. Pastor Rick and Maria have a fantastic ministry there that will bless you. Also, if you happen to be near San Gabriel, check out my Christian brother, Sammy Maloof. He's got a great ministry called Winning at the Race of Life. He can also come to your area, anywhere in the United States, winningattheraceoflife.com, an impactful, strong ministry. Check it out, winningattheraceoflife.com. If you have any inquiries about Standing Freedom, you can reach out at standing.freedom@gmail.com. That's standing.freedom@gmail.com. If you'd like to air a commercial, want to make a commercial, please give us an email at standing.freedom@gmail.com. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to gigierneta.com. That's GIGIERNETA.com. And now my musical guest, Kevin Swink. You can find him on social media and on his website, songsforthebrave.com. And now his song, Thank You.
Land of the free, home of the brave, four stars and stripes, their lives they gave to all the men and women through the history of time. Thank you for giving your life to save mine. Red, white, and blue, waves free in the sky. United we stand, united we die. To all who's gone before me and the ones in the sand, thank you for giving your life to save this land. Fight for the rights of the nation. Go where they tell you to go. Of freedom, what you go through we'll never and present, showing their bravery. Thank you for giving your life to our country.